Congress strongly condemns the violent attack perpetrated by the PKK, which led to a large number of victims. No cause could be defended by terrorist acts. In fact, this attack undermines the basic foundations of our democratic society. Keith Whitmore declared the day after the attacks on the military outposts in Ankara in Turkey, and on behalf of the Congress, I wish to express our most sincere condolences to the families of the victims and to the Turkish authorities. I think, as you know, the Secretary General, Jagland, has also issued a similar statement. So I think it's important that I wanted to relay that to you. As you know, we some time ago expressed the wish to visit one of our Congress members in prison, Mrs. Leila Guven. I think that we had difficulties, I think one word to describe it, with the Turkish authorities to successfully meet with her, and it has taken much longer, I would say, than we had hoped. But we did have a visit which took place on the 6th of October, in which we had a discussion with Mrs. Guven about her conditions. The fact, of course, that she has been in prison now for 2 years, 1 year without trial, 1 year the trial having started, but of course still ongoing. The Bureau has discussed this both at its meeting on Monday and has finalised its views today, and we have issued a statement of the Bureau. Again, I think I should stress that our statement commences with condemning any form of terrorism and violence, to publicly defend the responsibilities of elected representatives. What we have also agreed at the Bureau is to ask me, as President, to invite our Commissioner for Human Rights to look into the issue of the detention of detained politicians in Turkey, and to organise a meeting with the Congress delegation about Mrs. Guven's case and of other local politicians. That we will again send a delegation to visit Mrs. Guven within a year to show solidarity with one of our Congress members. We're also going to ask our monitoring committee to look at what really is quite a massive detention of locally elected politicians, and that of course is in the light and spirit of the letter of the European Charter, to report back to Congress with the conclusions of that committee of the Congress. To also ask myself to invite the President of the Venice Commission to look at, of course, of one of the issues which is at the crux of this matter. And what I'm going to do is to ask the President of the Venice Commission to examine the question of the use of languages other than Turkish in the Venice Commission's protocol and constitutional assistance to Turkey. We think that is something which is a very important role that the Venice Commission is involved in. We endorse the proposals put forward in the process of EU accession of Turkey regarding the improvement of democracy, of course, and we are also going to regularly keep our committee of ministers informed about the situation of our member. We're also going to invite the President of the European Committee for the Prevention of Torture, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment and Punishment, which I think is commonly known as the CPT, to examine the detention conditions which Mrs. Guven is experiencing in an E-type prison. And finally, to ask our Secretary General of the Congress to inform his counterpart, Secretary General of the Parliamentary Assembly, about our action.